Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
The cafeteria was alive with the soundscape of youth, laughter, chatter, and the clattering of trays. I sat alone, eyes fixed on my phone, doom-scrolling endless social media feeds. It was a routine I had ingrained in me, an escape from high school life. I was a high school junior, and I liked to think of myself as a bright, quiet kid who chose not to socialize to keep a mysterious facade. However, that wasn't the case in reality. My introverted nature often kept me in the shadows, crippling me in the few chances I had to prove my status in the social hierarchy. My hobbies and interests didn't help. Rather than sports or pop culture, I was passionate about technology, coding, and niche simulation games. I felt like a ghost slipping between the social cracks, and time was ticking on making lasting connections that would span a lifetime. The cafeteria being the microcosm of high school society, everyone was grouped into their familiar cliques. The athletes in one section, loud as always. The other side housed the theater kids, animatedly discussing their latest production. And there I was, a lone figure amidst the people having fun, my phone a comforting barrier between me and the world. I wished I could be like them, but self-doubt clung to me like a shadow and oozed out of me when I tried. I couldn't help comparing myself to the others, measuring my worth against them. It was a constant habit that reminded myself of my status. As I scrolled through my feed, half listening to the conversations around me, something caught my attention. A group of students at the next table over were animatedly discussing some new app. "It shows you, but from the future," one of them said, her voice bubbling with excitement. "It's like looking into a crystal ball." Another chimed in. "I saw myself in Paris working at some big fashion company. I mean, it's probably nonsense, but it's fun, right?" Their words piqued my interest. An app that could show the future. It sounded crazy, but also fun. The future was something that I often fantasized about, knowing how much I hated the present. A hope, maybe, of better times ahead. It was what I needed to cope with how things were. A glimpse of a successful future, something to hold on to amidst uncertainty. The thought lingered throughout the day, a tempting whisper that refused to fade. As the final bell rang and the corridors emptied, I found myself excited to go home and try it. Even if it turned out to be some benign prediction, it could inspire some hope that I desperately needed. And luckily for me, I caught the name of it from when I heard those girls talking about it. Mirror Me. Later that evening, as the sun dipped, I sat at my bed, staring at the app store on my phone. There it was. Mirror Me. The icon glowed, a simple mirror with an infinity symbol etched in the center. The reviews were glowing, filled with people claiming it had changed their lives. It seemed like an exaggeration, but the prospect was too tempting. A siren call to a future I desperately wanted to believe. My thumb hovered over the download button, excitement mingling with anticipation. Taking a deep breath, I tapped the screen, and watched as the app downloaded. Downloading the app, my mind jumped into a realm of possibilities, and yet I still carried a sense of skepticism. It promised to show an accurate prediction of my future self that updated in real time. But the realist in me was always grounded to my true expectations. The description was futuristic, almost too good to be true, and the reviews were overwhelmingly positive. People claimed it had given them a glimpse into the future, some miraculous peak that had changed their lives. However, it's not hard to question the intelligence of the general populace. I took a deep breath, a bit more dramatic than I'd liked, and opened the app. The screen flickered to life, the loading icon spinning for a moment, before asking if I'd allow the app to use my camera, which I of course accepted. When it came on, it snapped a picture of me, then revealed an image of what looked like me, but different. I blinked, and there I was. It looked like I was a successful software developer standing in a sleek, modern office, wearing a tailored suit that exuded confidence. My future self looked assured and happy, a stark contrast to how I'd often felt. My heart raced with excitement and disbelief. "Is this really me?" I whispered, reaching out to touch the screen, half expecting the image to vanish like a mirage. But it remained, solid and enticing, a vision of a life I desperately wanted to believe was possible. This vision filled me with a surge of motivation I hadn't felt in a long time. The next day, I walked into school with renewed energy, eager to take small steps towards making that future a reality. I raised my hand in class, giving answers confidently, feeling a thrill every time I contributed. I even joined the school's coding club, something I'd always wanted to do, but had never had the courage to try. My parents noticed the change almost immediately. At dinner, my mom smiled at me, a glint of pride in her eyes. "You've been really engaged lately," she remarked. "It's great to see you out of your shell." I couldn't help but beam with pride, feeling for the first time that my future might indeed be as bright and promising as I'd imagined. The app had given me a glimpse of a life I wanted, and I was determined to work toward it, each day bringing me a step closer to that vision. It was as if the world had shifted, opening up new possibilities I'd never dared to dream of. I finally understood the hype of this app. The doubt that had lingered before was fading, replaced by a newfound belief in my potential. The initial excitement from using the MirrorMe app started to become a routine. Every morning, I would check it to see if my future self had changed, hoping to catch some new info on the life I was working toward. For the most part, the image remained mostly the same. Me, successful and confident, socially navigating a world I had only dreamed of. But soon, I began to notice small discrepancies in the reflections. It started subtly, a small bruise on my future self's arm that I didn't remember having. I shrugged it off, thinking it was just adding details to create a narrative. In the following days, however, the discrepancies became harder to ignore. A faint scratch appeared in my future self's cheek, then another bruise. This time, more pronounced. I felt a knot of anxiety seeing this unfold. I tried to shake off the feeling, thinking it was just an error. But the nagging sense that something was wrong wouldn't leave me. During a coding club meeting, I was working on some hardware, swapping around some parts. The edges of an IO shield are quite sharp, and while shifting something around, I caught my hand on it, It was a minor injury, nothing more than a sting and a bit of blood. This comes with the territory, so I thought nothing of it. However, later that night, I checked the app like I usually did. And there it was. The same cut, mirrored on my future self's hand. Panic set in. I stared at the cut on my hand, feeling a cold dread rising in me. I was simply using the app for a boost in confidence, but this bled the fantasy into the realm of reality. The thought of this sent my mind spiraling. If the app was accurately predicting these events, then what else could it foresee? I mustered as much doubt as I could, but I still became anxious, unable to shake the feeling that the future was closing in on me, as if it was already written and waiting to unfold. I became obsessed with finding answers and checked the app constantly, my fingers itching to unlock the screen every spare moment. Every so often, a new scar or injury would appear on my future visage, and each time this happened, my mind raced, trying to figure out how to prevent these future mishaps. Sleepless nights became routine as I lay awake, staring at the ceiling, replaying every decision I'd made each day. I grew more paranoid about each decision I'd make. Though the road is clear, should I cross? I need to reach something off a top shelf, but is it safe? Is what I'm eating within date? The app, once a lifeline, was now a tormentor. A mirror reflecting my fears. A ticking clock to a future I couldn't ignore. In quiet moments, alone with my thoughts, I began to realize the cost of seeing the future. The blissful ignorance gone as I spiraled in panic, trying to avoid this future that was getting darker and darker by the day. But I was still hooked, addicted to trying to right the wrongs that came in droves. As the days turned into weeks, my obsession with the Mirror Me app grew, and it started to take a toll on my life. After every decision I'd make during the day, I would check to see if the future image got better or worse. Sometimes I'd do something which improved it slightly, but it always seemed to be on a slow decline. The confident, accomplished man which inspired me was debilitating. I found myself withdrawing from my friends and family, each interaction tinged with a silent fear that something might happen to me because of it. The idea of causing some unseen ripple effect terrified me. Social gatherings became minefields of potential disasters. Would starting a friendship with someone be the catalyst for disaster? Would cutting ties with someone save me? These thoughts plagued my mind each time I interacted with someone. I started cancelling plans, making excuses to avoid any outings. I told myself it was for my future, that I needed to focus on my studies and success to try get the image back on track. But deep down, I knew it was because I feared what the app might reveal next. Sitting alone at lunch, I watched my friends or future acquaintances from afar, feeling a pang of longing as they laughed and joked together. I wanted to join them, but untold fear held me back. I'm doing this for my future, I reminded myself, like a mantra, though the loneliness hung around my shoulders like a heavy cloak. I buried myself in my schoolwork, hoping that academic success would somehow counterbalance the growing isolation. But no matter how well I performed in class, the app continued to show me visions of a future that seemed increasingly bleak. What made things worse was that sometimes I'd be delivered a glimmer of hope, drip-fed improvement in the picture. yet it was always hard to pinpoint what exactly made the change. Was it something I ate, something I said, or was it a thought that would inspire improvement in the far future? It was near impossible to tell. But these moments were far and few between. Despite coping with the few times I saw things improve, there was no doubt that it was always in a steady decline. Slowly, my future self looked increasingly isolated and unhappy, the cheerful surroundings around him dwindling. The once confident figure now appeared hollow, eyes shaded with the weight of solitude. My heart sank each time I saw this, feeling the walls closing in around me. The image of my future success felt like a cruel joke now, a taunting specter of what I was sacrificing everything for. I was becoming a prisoner of my own ambition, stuck in a cycle that spiraled downward, getting worse no matter what I did. Desperate to change this grim future, I decided to take matters into my own hands. I began spending hours trying to reverse engineer the app, hoping to find a way to alter the predictions. I scoured online forums, downloaded tools, and immersed myself in lines of code, convinced that if I could understand how the app worked, I could somehow change its course. But the deeper I delved, the more elusive the solution became. Surrounded by error messages and unyielding lines of code, I felt a creeping sense of futility. This was beyond my capability. I was losing myself in this, feeling more lost than ever. Each failed attempt to crack the app's secrets only heightened my paranoia and fed my obsession. The line between past, present, and future blurred, leaving me trapped in a cycle of endless uncertainty, fueled by the image still degrading even when I changed my tact. It was well and truly a curse, but I couldn't bring myself to stop. The day came when I could no longer ignore this cycle of doom I was in. I spent too many sleepless nights trying to untangle the mystery, too many days lost in anxiety, yet I still came crawling back. In desperation, I opened the app, always hoping it would be the last time, looking for a glimmer of hope or some reassurance that the future wasn't as bleak as it predicted. As the app loaded, I braced myself for what might appear. The screen flickered, and my heart sank. There I was, a future version of myself, sitting alone in a dimly lit room. The walls were lined with old tech equipment, screens casting an eerie glow over piles of empty takeout containers. The air seemed heavy, stagnant with the weight of solitude. My future self looked utterly defeated, eyes hollow and filled with a quiet despair. I could feel the loneliness emanating from the screen. Tears welled up in my eyes as I stared. Regret and sorrow washed over me. The app showed me the consequences of my obsession, a future stripped of joy. All my attempts to control the future, to shape it into something I thought I wanted, had only led me down a path of isolation. I had sacrificed friendships, family, and happiness in pursuit of a vision that had slowly become a nightmare. Overwhelmed by the weight of this understanding, I knew what I had to do. With a trembling hand, I hovered over the app icon on my phone, hesitating for just a moment. Checking the app was an addiction, one that was hard to shake. I had tried to control my time looking at it to no avail. So this was the ultimate solution I could think of. erasing it permanently. As the app vanished from my screen, I felt a mixture of relief and fear. What now? I wondered. I felt blind now, stepping into the unknown without the app's guidance. It was terrifying and liberating all at once, a strange mix of emotions. The future, now a blank slate, open to possibilities I couldn't see. I was free from the app's predictions, but faced with the daunting task of rebuilding my life from the fragments I had left behind. Slowly, I began to reconnect with the world I had pushed away. I reached out to friends, rejoining their conversations and gatherings with a tentative hope that things could be different. I feared that my road to isolation was one I'd manifested, forever to follow me to all relationships. But, to my surprise, I was met with warmth and acceptance, the bonds of friendship slowly mending. "I've missed this," I admitted during lunch with friends, the words spilling out with unexpected ease. They nodded, smiling, and I felt a spark of joy that I'd almost forgotten. I also re-engaged with my hobbies, picking up interests I'd long neglected in my pursuit of the future. I spent hours tinkering with code, not out of desperation for success, but from a genuine love for creating. The passion that had once been clouded by anxiety now felt pure and unencumbered. Reconnecting with my family was harder, but each conversation brought a sense of relief and healing. The world seemed brighter now. It felt as if I pulled my head out of a barrel of water, suffocating in a world I'd trapped myself in. But losing the visions of the future, I realized I was able to create new ones. Reflecting my journey, I felt a sense of purpose. I realized I didn't need to see the future to know what was important. I found myself staring into a mirror, a real mirror, not muddled with technology. I smiled at my reflection, seeing myself for who I was, not for what I was forcing myself to be. Over time, I even found an appreciation for the app. Though it was a cause for so many issues, it instilled a sense of appreciation for the now, living in the present, not the past or future. And for that, I left a 5-star glowing review on the app page.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.